There was a new incident today involving NATO helicopters crossing from Afghanistan into Pakistan. Pakistani officials say this time the NATO helicopters shot and killed three Pakistani soldiers. NATO says the helicopters fired in self-defense after pursuing insurgents who had crossed the border. After the shootings, Pakistan blocked a key NATO military supply route into Afghanistan. The BBC's Ali Makbul is in Islamabad, Pakistan. The supply route that is now blocked is a key supply route. Tell us where it is and why it is so pivotal to the forces there.
Yes, it absolutely is pivotal. It's been the main gateway into Afghanistan, the Khyber Pass, actually for centuries. But it is the main land route that's used to get supplies to NATO forces in Afghanistan now. And it is something that Pakistan has threatened to block in the past. Now, it has blocked this supply chain, and within hours of doing so, there were over 100 trucks of NATO supplies waiting to get into Afghanistan that were sitting at the border and still haven't been allowed to pass. We don't know how long this is going to go on, but it is sending a message, certainly to the coalition forces, that Pakistan is upset by what's happened today.
And the kind of cargo in those trucks would be what?
It's all kinds of things. It is food, it is material supplies as well. In fact, the Pakistani army has provided security for them all the way along a very long route, about 1,500 kilometers from the sea to the Khyber Pass. And there have been occasions when these convoys have been attacked in the past. So it is a very sensitive operation getting all of these supplies into Afghanistan, but for the time being, they're stopped.
Well, in fact, Pakistan is saying that the reason it closed the route was to protect these supply trucks from retaliation for the shootings, retaliation that might come upon them from the Taliban. Does that hold water, or is the closure more likely to be interpreted as retaliation against NATO?
Well, it's already being interpreted as that, but that is the line that the Pakistanis have stuck with, that this is for security reasons. But they have also said that they are going to raise what's happened today with the American embassy, with higher authorities, because it is something that has upset them. We've had statements from the foreign ministry, from the interior minister as well, to say that what happened today, a raid on Pakistani soil, undermines the sovereignty of Pakistan, and it is something that the Pakistani government is not happy with, to say the least. This comes in a week where there's already been tension. Even before this, there had been three raids across the border where ISAF helicopters had come just over the border and attacked militants. Dozens of militants have been killed during this week by missiles from ISAF helicopters on Pakistani soil. And it's something that the Pakistanis had protested about, but it hadn't caused much of a storm. This time, with, as we hear, three Pakistani soldiers having been killed, it is going to be something that the Pakistani government certainly feels like it has to make a bigger protest about.
All right. The BBC's Ali Makbul speaking to us from Islamabad, Pakistan. Thank you.
You're welcome.